Hello there, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photo blog where I daily publish some photographs, usually a handful, sometimes just one. If you've come by this audio file on its own, the accompanying website is las.new-england.net.au. And today's photographs are the result of a walk around our property this afternoon. I'm located near the city of Armidale, which is halfway between Sydney and Brisbane on the eastern side of Australia. I live about 20 kilometres, 12 miles east of Armidale on a 40 hectare site. And it's been some years since the sheep and cattle were last here. So the naturally occurring wildflowers and trees and what have you have had a pretty decent chance to regenerate. The first photograph today shows a member of the guinea flower family. It's a Hibbertia, to be found as a very small shrub around the place. So we have yellow flowers dotted here and there across the property. The second photograph is another member of the same family, another Hibbertia. It's difficult to identify from the resources I have. The flowers are quite bright yellow, lemon yellow, and therefore these flowers stand out against the green of everything else. The next photograph, a Fabaceae, member of the pea family. There's well over 1,000 species of pea family across Australia. And the books I have describe maybe 15. So it's not really easy to try and identify this one. This particular one is more of a tree. Some members of this large shrub anyway, they're about 2 meters, a bit over 6 feet tall, and therefore are just a mass of this color of yellowy orange at the moment. The next photograph of a gardenia, member of the gardenia family. Many of them around here are prostrate, they hug the ground, whereas this one is to be found on a stalk. This one was about 15 centimeters, 6 inches off the ground, with some buds still to produce flowers. I think I found a similar member of the gardenia family last week, which was an orangey flower rather than today's yellow. And the next photograph, bit of fauna as opposed to flora, a lizard, fat looking lizard, so it's either fat or pregnant, just sitting quietly on a rock taking in the sunshine. It didn't move as I took its photograph. There's a very annoying piece of grass between me and the lizard, but I wasn't about to stick my fingers anywhere near its mouth. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't have had a snap at me, but I didn't want it to run off either. So we have it in its absolutely natural habitat, sitting, taking in the sun on top of a rock. And the final photograph for today, an as yet unidentified plant, although I vaguely remember identifying this one last year. I just can't find the reference quickly. And it's not in the books I have available to me, not that I could find easily. It was a fairly pleasant stroll around this afternoon. The temperature got up to about 23 Celsius, so that's in the low 70s Fahrenheit. So that's it for today. Those wildflowers that I found around the place this afternoon. I'm Gordon Smith. This has been Look and See, my photoblog. If you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. So thanks for stopping by, and until next time, bye for now.